honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. My wonderful co-host Andrea is off today, and I am loving being on Radio MD, and there are so many fantastic shows, and one of my favorites is with Dr. Michael Roizen, and he joins us now. Dr. Roizen, it's so great to have you on Naturally Savvy.
It's a privilege to be here. Thank you.
But we're going to talk about You Staying Young, because you've got the revised paperback edition, You Staying Young, the Owner's Manual for Looking Good and Feeling Great. And you are so on top of this, and I love how you use the word you, because it really is all about people taking responsibility, getting the knowledge that they need, and then putting it into their own lives. And you do such a great job of providing that information. So I want to thank you up front.
Well, thank you. I actually look at it slightly different. I look at it as, rather than personal responsibility, which it obviously is, but personal fun. What we have to do, since 80 to 90%, even if you look at today's study on breast cancer that came out with Mediterranean diet will decrease the recurrences by more than 50%, just the Mediterranean diet. You add aspirin and exercise to it, and maybe it gets up to 70 or 80 or 90%. No one's done the combined study. But in any case, you can make it fun. So the Mediterranean diet can be just as tasty, and in fact, more tasty and more fun to make, because you can do it easier, and it can be more tasty because of the spices. So you can make things that are more fun, and you can grab it and walk with a buddy and do the exercise and then pop a couple aspirin with a half a glass of warm water before and afterwards, and not only decrease breast cancer by 40%, but you decrease colon cancer by 40%. And so you really can have fun, and you give yourself more vitality in life. And so rather than think of it as, this is a responsibility, we got to do it, it is even more than that, because you're getting healthy and having vitality, as well as decreasing the costs in the country. So you're making social equality and income equality rather than inequality more likely.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, it's so important now with the baby boomers aging and everybody's living longer because we have all these advances and people are taking better care of themselves. But there's still these myths out there about aging that, well, you know, I'm 70 now, and so I have to have back pain chronically, and I'm not going to have the energy I had when I was younger, and that I just have to sort of resign, right? So give us your take on this.
Basically, you can slow your rate of age. We developed, there are 14 mechanisms that we know of in aging, but the basic premise is that we develop errors in our cells at a rate of threefold increase every 10 years. So in 20 years, we've got ninefold more errors, which means if you look at the energy production area, ninefold more errors that would decrease our ATP, or energy production from our nutrients. And so if you can delay aging by 20 years, you're much more likely to have great energy. And 25 years is very doable by almost everyone who's listening to this. So the great news is, and it doesn't take, you know, it's like the breast cancer study with Mediterranean diet. Not only does the Mediterranean diet decrease heart attacks, the Mediterranean diet decreases blood pressure elevations, it decreases. It's the same thing. What's good for your brain is good for your breasts, is good for your heart. And so you can really slow the rate of aging in all these cells. And we now know, actually, and we've got a series of other things in the book that show you what actions to take. And yeah, you know, if you will, they came out with new blood pressure guidelines this week. Well, if you look and You Staying Young, we've had that in there for a long time, ever since the first edition of Real Age came out, which is 1999. So we've had it in there for that period of time because that's what the data is. So, yeah, we're a little ahead of what public pronouncements and docs do, just because the data are so clear on the Mediterranean diet and making it tasty and also modifying it a little bit to make it also a little more healthy for your brain and your body and all your cells. And now we know that a periodic fast, so just 5 days of fasting, if the data in the two animal species and the two studies in humans is correct. We don't know. We usually don't put things in the book until it's four studies, but this is so impressive, we couldn't resist. So you do 4-5 days of fast a month. So it's not like you're doing it the whole month, and it's not a zero calorie. It's a 1,000 calories the first day, 750 the next 4 days, and you regenerate your stem cells, which are really the holy grail of aging. So if this is really true, it may be that we're going to be able to live a lot longer with a lot more vibrancy.
Oh, that's cool. Now, talk to us a little bit about telomeres, because I know that isn't that if you have longer telomeres, you're going to age
right, so
better?
That's exactly what the process, what happens with the process. And so I'm going to try and, how do I describe this? I'm going to try and describe it in, what's the best way of doing it? The telomeres are like the shoelaces, the aglets, or the plastic part of your shoelaces. If you have them, your telomeres are able to duplicate and function better. Your chromosomes are able to duplicate, and your telomeres are able to function better because you've got that little end. Well, that end is called a telomere on your chromosome. It allows you to duplicate. The most important ones are on what we call your pluripotent, that means they go to any kind of cell, stem cells. So if your stem cells, when you have a heart attack or you have a injury in your intestine or in your thigh, a muscle, you would normally form a scab there. That is, you would have tissue come in and just plug it, and it's a scab, like a scab on your skin, which isn't functional. So if you had a heart attack and you had a decrease in the ability of your heart to function, to pump blood, you might go from 65% pumping to 35%, and you would feel tired and sluggish. But if you've got stem cells, they rush in place of the scab, and you replace it with normal muscle, and then if you've had something such as the Mediterranean diet or a whole bunch, I'm not on the Mediterranean diet today, obviously, but if you have something that repairs the blood vessels, so you've got normal blood flow, and we do that with stents and we do that with bypass, but you can do it as well with changing diet especially, but also the other things, then what happens is you will be back up to 65% ejection fraction, that is pumping ability, in 3 months. And so instead of you being tired and bad, you'll be fine and vibrant and younger. And that's why keeping your stem cells, increasing your stem cells, increasing your telomeres with this periodic fast, if it works, but we've got a whole bunch of other things such as stress management, physical activity that work. So it would be outstanding. So I would, I don't know how to say it any other way, but I think this is a good thing to do.
Oh, I think so too. And it's always so great speaking with you, Dr. Royzen. You're such a wealth of information. You can learn more about Dr. Royzen here on Radio MD. You can check him out. Also, his Twitter is at Dr. Mike Royzen. And again, we're talking about You Staying Young, the owner's manual for looking good and feeling great. Dr. Royzen, I just, again, I'm such a big admirer of yours. And I think that what you've done has made such a big difference for so many people. How many books do you have now?
Oh, Lisa, I'm afraid to count. We've got four that are I've got four that are number one bestsellers. I think 14 that have been on the New York Times list, one up to the New York Times list goes to 15, but four number ones, and I think 10 of them have been in the top 15 on the New York Times list, and I think there's a total of 16 books.
That is so exciting. And again, the show here on Radio MD is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I want to thank everyone for listening. Thanks, Dr. Royzen, for being here. You can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. And at Naturally Savvy. You can also go back and listen to past shows. There's so many great shows to choose from. I want to thank you all so much for listening, and stay well.